All right, we're back to the weekend. Fritzberger and bloodandfaith.com. It is the 21st of July, 2023, and I wanted to talk about three things: Sound of Freedom, Civil War, the Global War. And mostly I want to talk about, as you know, I've speculated for a long time on what's going to tip off the start of hostilities in North America between various factions. And as things have developed, and we're in the middle of it. It's not coming. We're in the middle of it. And I've made a couple comments to that effect. And I've always thought in my mind that you know, utter destitution and bankruptcy and lack of food and lack of money will what finally causes people to lose their nut and say, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore, and rise up in rebellion. That's the standard of how revolutions occur. People simply run out of money. They've got nothing left to lose. I studied that for my doctoral dissertation. I studied that in Cuba in the late 1920s. The collapse of sugar prices in Cuba caused an already fraught environment, fraught with revolution. It pushed them over the edge. Like, we got nothing to lose. And things went from bad to worse. They had their own Antifa back then. They had their own BLM back then. They're called anarchists. They were the Communist Revolutionary Youth Brigades, which I'm familiar with from my time in Seattle in the early 1980s, I guess, at the University of Washington campus. They're very active there. Still are active. Been active ever since. Been active for a couple generations now back there. And the anarchists and the Marxists are nothing new. They've been around for 100 years now. A solid 100 years. We can go back into the 1800s, Marxists have been around since the 1800s. Karl Marx, wrote Communist Revolution mid-1800s? I want to say 1848, but I think it was earlier than that because you had the 1848 revolution over there. In any case, you know, when is it going to be enough? And I've talked many times about how the more they scream democracy, the less that we live in a democracy. We don't live in a democracy. We don't live under a regime that they have any respect for our opinions. The government that we live under mocks and laughs at our opinions. And every once in a while we'll have these show elections. They're just for show, to create the illusion that we have some say in how we're governed. We have no say in how we're governed. How many of y'all voted for the mandatory COVID vaccines? How many of y'all voted to get the Ten Commandments off the schoolhouse walls? How many of y'all have voted to have a homosexual marriage? None of this was. How many voted to abandon any form of border control? None of this has been voted upon. How many voted for the war in Vietnam? Nobody. How many voted for the invasion of the Middle East? Nobody voted for that. How many voted for the war in Ukraine? Nobody voted for that. How many voted for the billions and billions and billions of dollars to the Ukrainian government? We don't have a say. The government is illegitimate. The government of the United States is illegitimate. They do not represent the citizens of the United States, and there's no feedback mechanism to have the government do what we want it to do. There's no feedback loop. You can go out there and you can say what you want, blah, 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 and you get your little candidates, blah, blah, blah. They're going to talk blah, blah, blah. You know, we got freedom. We have the right to keep and bear arms, and nothing happens. Nothing changes. It's a fraud. The more Biden says we live in the democracy, the more of a fraud it is. It's a fraud. We don't live. We have no say in how we're governed. And people are still just passive. Whatever. You know, who's playing on the football game this weekend? And so I always thought, you know, when people run out of football games and money, when they run out of bread and circumstances, maybe the revolt. I'm not so sure anymore. Which gets me to The Sound of Freedom. The Sound of Freedom was a movie that was made over 5 years ago. It was finished in the can 5 years ago. Hollywood sat on it. Said, we're not gonna show that movie out there. We're not gonna give publicity to the crimes of kidnapping and abusing and no doubt murdering children. We don't want to stop something evil. Why? Because they've promoted it. Mel Gibson said this for years. He says, A, it's the Jews, and B, they're into kids. This has been going on for a long time. There's all the rumors and smoke swirling around the Clintons and the people that associate with them for being into kids. Oh, that's just conspiracy theory. Well, you know what? Epstein Island's not a conspiracy theory. They've got logs of Clinton going there and Hillary going there. The hell's Hillary going there? I guess she's into... Yeah, just you ask that question. All kinds of rich and famous people. Bill Gates. Who set up Epstein Island? All right, there's a couple questions there that we got to address. First of all, okay, Epstein is arrested, and he mysteriously dies. Nobody knows how. Oh, it was suicide, right. And conveniently, nobody checked on him, and all the video cameras were off. But that's an argument you guys already know about. Maxwell is still in prison. I don't know. Why is she in prison? I don't know. Then the next question people ask, well, how come you can have a Epstein Island thing where they're pipping out little boys and girls, but there's no... We're not going to arrest any customers. We're not going to arrest the rich and the famous. But don't stop there. Don't stop there. Who set up Epstein Island? That's what I want to know. Who set it up? Who set up the blackmail operation? Who set up the blackmail operation on Epstein Island? Who set it up? Obviously, there's very close ties between Israeli intelligence, the Jews. Ghislain Maxwell's dad, Mossad, her... Epstein, all the video recording equipment, all the cameras, taking pictures of people doing the nasty with little kids. Who set that up? It wasn't Epstein. It wasn't Maxwell. Who set that up? Our CIA? The State of Israel? The Jews? That's what I want to know. Who set this stuff up? We need to feed them into a wood chipper. Oh, yeah, I said that. I said that. I'm not happy. You need to find these people. I said earlier, you give them a trial, two or more witnesses, throw them off a 10-story building. Down in Argentina, you know, they'd throw them out of helicopters. I have no words for this. And this is why I think maybe this is the tipping point. Apparently, this movie has grossed $100 million. More than Harrison Ford's latest movie on, I don't know, remember what it was. I guess that's the whole point. Nobody even knows anymore. It's beating every other movie out there, beating all the other major movies out of Hollywood out there. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is the issue. Maybe this is the tipping point. And said, you know what? Y'all are taking our kids or somebody's kids. You're chopping, you know, the transgender stuff, you're chopping them up into pieces and mocking us, showing us pictures of this. Mocking us, laughing at us. Little girls with scars where their breasts used to be, smiling with some twisted doctor and a kid, poor kid. You're putting in our face. Is that to desensitize us? We see it so often, we are desensitized, and we just like shrug our shoulders anymore? Is this the tipping point? My question is this the tipping point? And I've said for years now, Rebel Leader number one has a plan. Rebel Leader one has a plan. Rebel Leader one has a plan. I don't know his plan. I know what's coming. I know what's coming, and it ain't going to be pretty. We live under a beast system and antichrist system. I think the situation is vastly worse than what we can even imagine. It's the frog boiling in the pot. We think, oh, you know, someday the Antichrist is going to show up. No, the Antichrist is here. Antichrist rules. The great deceiver rules. He rules it through his people. He rules it through the synagogue of Satan. He rules it through the children of the devil. Oh, you can't say that. That's anti-Satanist. Yeah, it is. What I'm saying is anti-Satanist. Anti-Semitic, anti-Satanist, same thing. Those that call themselves Jews, but they're not Jews at all. They're the synagogue of Satan. Yeah, I'm anti-Satanist, anti-Semitic. It's the same word. I want to be so close to Jesus Christ and saying what Jesus Christ said and saying it loud and saying it proud that there's no question whatsoever where I stand on this issue. Jesus Christ had an opinion. He said, hey, man, these people are bad. They're bad. Saul said he's the greatest sinner of all. He was an evil Jew. Saul was an evil Jew, horrible evil Jew. And he saw the light. Jesus Christ confronted him. He said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Why are you persecuting me? Who art thou, Lord? I said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. And he repented. And he went out. And the first thing is, he tells the world, hey, Jesus Christ is literally the Son of God. And he warned the world, he said, the Jews are the enemies of all mankind. He said that. Paul said that. He said, the Jews, he says, they're hostile to everyone. Oh, but the church doesn't believe that, do they? They don't believe Paul, the former Jew, the repentant Jew. They don't believe Jesus Christ, called Jews the children of the devil. And just in case anybody had any misconceptions on where Jesus Christ stood, he doubles down on that in the book of Revelation, speaking to the church of Jesus Christ in about 95 AD. Warns you about these people who call themselves Jews, but they're not. They're liars. They're Satan's very own synagogue. And you got these false prophets in the Christian church going out there groveling before them, telling the world that they're God's chosen people. They're not. They're Satan's chosen people. And I've encouraged people to go read John, the Gospel of John, 1 John, 2 John, and read the Revelation. Those are four books, plus 3 John. But those are four books, the Gospel of John, 1 John, 2 John, and the Revelation, that talk about the Jews. Oh, Fritz, it doesn't say Jews in the book of John, 1 John, or 2 John. No, it talks about the Antichrist. Oh, but he's talking about the Antichrist, not talking about the... No, same thing, same people. It's the same people who rejected Jesus Christ. The Jews did. They're literally anti-Christ. They were in the Gospel of John. Jesus Christ said, hey, you're the devil's very own children. And you go in 1 John and 2 John, it says, who's the Antichrist? There's been many Antichrists. They're even here now. Who's the Antichrist? It's those that reject the Father and the Son, number one. Number two, those that deny that the Messiah has already, past tense, come in the flesh. Who are those? It's the Jews. My God, people, wake up. It's simple. If you don't understand that, read what Jesus Christ said to the church. Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9. And the church is out there groveling before and worshiping the Jews because they're terrified of the Antichrist. They're ashamed of what Jesus Christ said, and they're terrified of the Antichrist. All right, I know I keep going back to this. You know, tell me why. I mean, I wonder why myself. I keep going back to this. Man, I want the church to wake up. Because if you want to stop evil, you got to go to the source of the evil. And it's like the evil Jew Saul wanted to stop Jesus Christ. He couldn't go after Jesus Christ, so he went after the church of Jesus Christ. Hey, let's reverse that. Maybe you can't physically wrestle with Lucifer himself, but you can identify his stormtroopers, you can identify his synagogue, you can identify his children, and say, hey, boom, here you go, here they are. Oh, that's anti-Semitic. Yeah, it's anti-Satanist. I'm not going to apologize for being anti-Satanist. I'm an anti-Satan person. I'm an anti-synagogue of Satan person. I'm an anti-children of the devil person. Oh, we're all the children of God. You're a liar. You're a liar. You're a false prophet. You're a false priest. We're not all the children of God. We're not all the children of Abraham. Those who are of faith are of the children of Abraham. Faith in what? Faith that Jesus Christ is literally the Son of God. Literally the Son of the Almighty God. Literally one with the Father. Literally resurrected from the dead. Oh, we want to fight the devil. We have to pray. You're weak and you're cowardly. And you're ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ. Go out there and say what he said. All right. So, back to Sound of Freedom. Back to this trafficking in children. All right. Satan worship. From the entire history of the world, the worship of Satan has been expressed in the sacrifice of live children to Satan, to Moloch, to Baal, to Ashtoreth. Same thing. Abortion is Satan worship. It's a right of the Church of Satan. I agree with the Church of Satan that it's the right, R-I-T-E, it's a right. It is a religious sacrament to the Church of Satan. I agree with them on that. Should it be protective? No. Well, don't they have religious rights? No, they don't. Not in any society I want. I want to build a Christian country, a Christian nation, a Christian civilization where Satan worship is illegal. Sacrificing live human children is illegal. And it's not enough for them to abort the children in the womb. Now they take these kids, they chop them up live when they're 12 years old and show us that. And they mock us and they laugh at us. And they traffic these children all over the world, in the United States, out of the United States, Epstein Island, and the most powerful people in the United States are protecting them. They're protecting them. Oh, they caught Epstein. Yeah. Where'd everybody else go? How come Bill Gates hasn't been arrested? How come Bill Clinton hasn't been arrested? How come Hillary Clinton hasn't been? How come that Harvard professor hasn't been? And on and on and on and on and on. And you got all these Secret Service agents there visiting the island too, protecting Bill Clinton, the president. And more than that, I want more than that. Who set it up? Who's been protecting them? I want those people. I want the people who set up Epstein Island and has been protecting them for decades now. Is it the state of Israel? Is it the CIA? A combination thereof? Who's blackmailing whom? You wonder, you know, you look at our Congress, and they say one thing, they do something else. How many of our congressmen and Supreme Court justices are utterly blackmailed? Blackmailed, bribed, all the same thing. I want to know who was running Epstein Island. And don't tell me there's not another Epstein Island out there. I think they're all over the place. Who's running this stuff? I want to find out the people are. I want to feed them to the wood chipper. I want them to take a march off a 10-story building after we've convicted them legally, of course. But we get laughed at. Now you got Sound of Freedom, a serious movie about a very serious subject, and you've got the most powerful people in America just laughing it off, poo-pooing it, saying, oh, it's QAnon conspiracy. That whole movie was created before QAnon was even invented. Whatever QAnon is, y'all seem to know more about it than I do. I don't know anything about it. And why would the mainstream media, MSNBC, CNN, be belittling a very serious issue? How come the Democrat Party belittles a very serious issue? How come all of Hollywood belittles a very serious issue? If there's anything worth dying for, it's our kids. And then you bring it into the school. Anybody voted to have drag shows in your grade school lately? Who asked for that? We don't live in a democracy. We don't live under a system of government where we have a say in our government. We don't. And now you're taking the kids, you're going after the kids? I don't know. Maybe this is the tipping point. Maybe it's not money. Maybe the fact that the movie was delayed for 5 years was in the providence of God. Say, you know what? The time's not ready for you. I'm going to wait. And now it comes out, and you've got the powerful people. Some people call them the elites. It's those people that are allowed to rule over us. And it's done through a combination of universities, professors, the media, movies, music, even music. What's that one country western boy? He said, not in this town, not in a small town. You can't do that in a small town. Oh, God, they're trying to butcher him. They're trying to hang him. I hope you make him rich. I hope you buy his music. And you've got people, you know, it used to be, you know, you're not the boss of me, and who are you to jam your narrow-minded morality down our throats? Well, now who, you know who does that? It's the Antichrist people. It's the Antichrist people. This is your morality. This is what we have. And if you don't accept it, we're going to jam this down. We're going to destroy you. No wonder Mel Gibson had so much problems in Hollywood. He saw it firsthand. And he called it out. He saw it firsthand and called it out. They refused to have a movie about Jesus Christ. So we self-financed it. Made a bundle of cash on it. Good movie. Great movie. Been out for a decade or so now. Worth seeing again. And he's coming out with a sequel to it. Is this the turning point? Is the theme of the Sound of movie the turning point where we realize we have absolutely no say in our government, and our government could care less about the destruction of little kids, the butchering of little kids? How many kids disappeared? Just, you know, we don't even know where they went. How convenient that you're way off in an island in the sea. How convenient is that? Well, where'd they go? Yeah, well, you're near way out in the ocean. But how convenient? Listen, there's going to be payment for that, whether it's in this life or the next. And that is something worth revolting over. That is absolutely something worth revolting over. And everybody's afraid to say those words. Everybody's afraid to say anything because look what happens when you speak. You're a political prisoner in the United States of America. United States of America is full of political prisoners. The J6ers, and they're expanding their search, they're expanding their net. They're going after the electors in, in the upper Midwest state. Some of them are 80 years old. We have political prisoners in the United States of America. There can be no question about that. We have political prisoners in the United States of America, and it's expanding. The FBI is corrupt. The CIA is corrupt. Who killed John F. Kennedy? Oh, you don't need to know. You just don't need to know. And then you go look at congressmen. They're interrogating. They're asking questions. They're holding hearings with like the FBI, the heads of the FBI up there. And the FBI agents just look down their nose at the congressman and just like, well, we'll have to get into that in a classified session. And I'll have to circle back to it. And they mock them. They mock them. The FBI is not afraid of our legislative branch. They could care less what some congressman has to say. And they do it on live TV. Oh, yes. And they're so slick. They're so arrogant. They're so snotty. Oh, well, yes, Congressman. I'll have to circle back to you on that. I don't really have that brief in front of me. And all this BS that they learned from being in the government as a bureaucrat for decades. Slick at lying. Slick at turning them aside. They're snakes. So you've got our supposedly greatest institutions have zero credibility. They got their own agenda. Interesting thing is the Bible tells you who the enemy is, and the church doesn't want to believe it. The church supports the enemy. Imagine that. The church supports the enemy. The Christian church in the United States of America actually supports the enemy. Supports them. Supports the enemies of Jesus Christ. Supports the enemies of the church. Supports the enemies of the truth. They support liars. Who is the liar? He who denies the Father and the Son. That's the liar. And the church supports the liars and the enemies of Jesus Christ and the enemies of the church. No wonder we can't get anywhere. That's got to change. I'm telling you, that's got to change. It's got to change from the pulpits. Is this the key? Is this the issue? That people are going to just say, you know what, we're done. If you're butchering children, there is no civilization, there is no rule of law. We don't live in a country with the rule of law anymore. You've got political prisoners, and you're butchering children, and you refuse to look into it. You're butchering them in the womb, and you're butchering them alive, and you're selling their body pieces, their body parts. Who's the greatest country that does organ harvesting? It's Israel, and also now in the Ukraine, which is run by Zelensky, who's also a Jew. Supported by Jewish people in XXX department. It's all there, man. But the problem is the church won't believe the Bible. Church won't believe what Jesus Christ said. Won't believe who the enemy is. Rejects what Jesus Christ said. Jesus, you're ignorant. You're an anti-Semite, Jesus Christ. We don't want to serve you. We'd rather serve the synagogue of Satan than serve Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ is an anti-Semite. That's what the Christian church has said to God. We reject Jesus Christ because he's anti-Semitic. We're going to side with the synagogue of Satan. That's where the church is at. That's the decision that the Church of Jesus Christ has made. I don't mean Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I mean the evangelical Protestant church. We reject Jesus Christ. We reject the words of Jesus Christ. We're going to support the synagogue of Satan and the children of the devil. And you wonder if there's any hope for America. This has got to change. And they're out there butchering children. It's got to change. And no wonder people don't. I mean, there's some good people out there that are anti-Christian. And they're very pro the white race. But they've been turned off because all they see is Christians groveling before the synagogue of Satan. They know it's wrong. They know in their gut it's wrong. They're groveling. The church grovels before the synagogue of Satan and supports the children of the devil. It's like, how can you support evil? How can you support the synagogue of Satan? How can you support these evil people? And they're right. They're right. The church has been sold a lie, and it's believed a lie. Oh, we want to be moral posers. We want to be anti-racism. We want to be anti-Semitism. They want to be friends with the world, and they make themselves at enmity with God. All right, so that's number one. Number two, and I know I'm going a little long. This war in Europe. Where's this going to end? It's mind-boggling, the insanity of this war in Europe. And it you know, Russia has clearly made a decision that they're not going to give up. And the United States seems to be doubling down. And I agree with Trump. He can stop the war in 5 minutes. He calls up Zelensky and says, hey, no more troops, no more money, no more funds, no more missiles, nothing. Guess who's going to have peace talks right now? They're going to have peace talks in the next 30 minutes. And you got to back up your words with actions. You got to cut it all off. You can't just, there's no more cheap talk. Oh, we'll do this. No. You do it past tense. Once you do it, then we'll pay attention to that. And then maybe you'll get somewhere. Maybe you'll have peace. Maybe the war in Europe will stop. But they're grinding up human lives. Is it going to go nuclear? I don't know. Everybody asks that question. I don't know the answer to that. But it sure is convenient to have a war to take all of your corruption and run and put it under the rug. Sure is convenient to have a war to stay in power. That's what Zelensky's done. Oh, we got a war. No elections until the war's over. How convenient is that? You don't think Biden would do that? You don't think the people in power would do that in the United States? Absolutely they would. Oh, it's the Russians are trying to overturn our elections, so we're not going to have any elections. We're at war with Russia, so we're not going to have any elections because Trump might win. Oh, they'll do that in a heartbeat. Yeah, we need to suspend habeas corpus. Well, they did that in the Civil War, didn't they? Lincoln said we don't need to abide by the Constitution anymore. Well, they'll do that. How convenient to have a global war in order to steal more money and bring despotism and tyranny to the United States of America. That's what's going on. That's their agenda. And I hope everybody on the planet sees a sound of freedom. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the tipping point. Maybe that's the turning point. Maybe that's where people just say, you know what? I'm done. Because when you're butchering children, there is no rule of law. When you're butchering children, there is no constitution. When you're butchering children, there is no civilization. We're there. FritzBergen, bloodandfaith.com.